Merrill Boys High School Varsity Baseball is on the air. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dairy Queen, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Medal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Baseball Boosters, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I want to thank you for waiting patiently. Unfortunately, downtown had a minor auto accident, dropped into a hole, broke two rims and a tire. Discount Tires and my friend at Grandpa's Garage got me up here as fast as I could. And we're starting the top of the second. The Blue Jays picked up three in the bottom of the first. Fifth hitter for Anigo. Out there on the mound, he gave up one in the first inning. His Kurtzals, we'll try to reconstruct as we go. But we appreciate you joining us, and thank you as we try to also get the WJMT-TV on YouTube up and going as well. Steve Resnick on the camera, so hopefully we've got something going over there. But on WJMT, WJMTFM.com, last regular season game, there's a strike on the outer half of the plate. So we'll try to get the lineups as we get going. But again, my apologies. One accident for me. And then if you are driving north on 51, a three-tanker accident as well. That's hit foul down the third base side. One ball, two strikes on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games. Again, no Nicolet Bank pregame show. It's always brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank, downtown Merrill. We've got Jossinger at third, Wendorf at short. There's strike three call. So fifth hitter in the order. I'll bring up another right-handed hitter, sixth in the order. So again, the Blue Jays, I'm sorry, it was no runs, three hits. There was an out at the plate, so we're tied. At 0-0, there was one hit in the first. I thought it was there. There's a swing and a miss. Again, Kurtzall's on the mound. There's the windup. There's the pitch. Oh, down and away. I think the Klugmeister's behind the plate again. So one ball, one strike, one out on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games. Top of the second. Again, my apologies for the late start. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. And that's grounded foul down the third base side. So the Blue Jays will play 1 week from today. And we'll give you all the details. And I guess especially stay in touch with Laura B. And keep your eyes on Steve D on our social media outlets. Girls next Tuesday, boys Thursday, and girls, if they win, out in Medford. And we will be bringing you action Thursday, hopefully from both games with audio only. Tentatively, Tim English going out. If the girls win, they go to Medford. And that's down and away. Two balls, two strikes. On our Dragons, Daggers, and Games scoreboard. Kurtzals looks in, gives the nod. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, golly, yes. Oh, okay. The signal was late. And that's two called third strikes in a row. You know, we've heard now with ABS that framing in the major leagues isn't what it used to be. So whether it's Remington or the Klugmeister behind the plate, Ott back at first base today. Strike one called. No balls, one strike. Two outs here. Top of the second, scoreless. Down and away. Kurtzall's making sure he's staying down and away from these right-handed hitters. Remember, we lost 5-4, giving up five runs in the bottom of the first and missing the opportunity in the third. Oh, that should be a called strike, and it is. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Kurtzall's is looking sharp here. Last regular season game, West Salem comes up here on Thursday the 28th, and that's a swing and a miss, and he struck out the side. So the Blue Jays hold them in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. After 1.5 from Athletic Park, it is no score. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tinker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes behind you all the way.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
And welcome back to the West Side Market broadcast booth. So I just got the note from Steve that I will be, if the girls win Tuesday, I will be in Medford, softball on 96.3, and the boys will be on Athletic Park, audio only on WJMT-TV. With Tim English. Seventh hitter for the Blue Jays. Koblitz, and oh, he's going to drop one into left field. Fair ball. Gets past the left fielder. So Koblitz, that's a good old Texas leaguer. And he just... It wasn't an excuse me swing, but he went after it, and he gets the single. That's going to bring up Kurtzall's, the pitcher. Blue Jays had runners on bases loaded and out at the plate, and then a strikeout. And there's pulls back, strike. So, again, I will be in Medford, and Tim English will be joining you a week from today if the girls win against Hayward Tuesday, and I'll be doing that one right here on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. Oh, there's a beautiful bunt. Oh, almost past the third baseman. And that'll be a 5-3 sacrifice. He pushed it out past the pitcher. Third baseman almost overran it, so that moves the runner to second with one out. And that's going to bring up Suhaki. and he's playing at second base, I think, today. We'll get the rest of the lineup as we go. Ninth hitter, runner on second. No score here, bottom of the second. Blue Jays, four hits, but they just couldn't get anybody across. Oh, there's a breaking ball upstairs. One ball, one strike. So Suhaki getting the start today at second base. Ninth hitter in the order. And that's going to bounce in and knocked down by the catcher. Appreciate Steve Resnick coming out. Sleater, get healthy. We miss you. Because he's going to be working with Tim English next Thursday if the girls win softball Tuesday. Strike on the corner. Two balls, two strikes, one out on our Dragons Daggers at game scoreboard. Antigo Hurler sets. Oh, that's outside, 3-2. He's taken a lot off on that breaking ball. Now, Suhaki is deep in the batter's box, which means it's going to be harder if he gets that breaking ball across the front corner. Strike three call. So Suhaki goes down looking. It's going to bring us to the top of the order. And that's going to bring up Grunewald. Grunewald hits that one to first, and that'll be a 3-2 put out. We'll try to reconstruct, and that's the third out. So the Blue Jays, no runs, no hits, no error. Well, one hit, no errors, and one left after two complete from Athletic Park. It is the Red Robins nothing, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Fry the fish in cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
And welcome back to Athletic Park. Seventh hitter in the order. Check that. Eighth hitter, left-handed hitting outfielder. Again, we'll get the roster and things going as we get started. Kurtzall caught him with a breaking ball. That one's hit. Two strikes. Thought he foul-tipped it, but no signal from the umpire. Old Glory standing out, ready for action in left field. Here's the pitch. That's fouled off the net over the Blue Jay dugout. Picked up by Lee. No balls, two strikes. Two outs here, or one no outs here in the top of the third. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, you hit a road hole and all of a sudden you're scrambled. Oh, that's upstairs. Took a little off that. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, Schofield Avenue in Weston, as I was coming in from Shawano, not marked, and I suddenly went in the hole where they'd cut out the concrete. And strike three call. That is four straight strikeouts for Kurtzhals, and three of them are of the looking variety. So one out here on our Dragons, Daggers, and Game scoreboard in the top of the third inning. Kurtzhals, four straight strikeouts. There's a fastball, strike one. He is well located right now, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the rock and the fire. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Strike two, caught him down and away. No balls, two strikes, one out. And Kurtzhals trying to economize on pitches right here. Here's the pitch. Just missed. Ninth hitter in the lineup from the right side upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, one out on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games scoreboard. Here's the pitch. That's hit to second. Picked up nicely by Suhaki over to first. So it looks like it is Grunewald at short today. Jossinger is at third, Ott at first. So that's a 4-3 put out. Now we're back to the top of the order. There's the wind and the pitch. Upstairs on a fastball. One ball, no strikes. That's the 1-0 pitch, and that's hit in the air. First base side, foul territory, and into the parking lot. Whatever you do, don't hit the Black Knight. It's had enough trouble for today. One ball, no, or 1-1, strike. No. Two balls and a strike. Boy, that one looked close. And the umpire signals each time, and now he's staying straight over the top of the Klugmeister. Very interesting positioning. Inside, three balls, one strike. So one hit in the first inning, and we've had six straight outs at least. So Kurtzhals in command on the hill. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and that's hit. Nice, underneath Suhaki's glove into right field. That's a base hit. So Rudd Robbins get a runner on first with two outs here in the top of the third. Second man in the order. No score here. 0-4, as far as I know, 0 for the Blue Jays, 0-1 and 0 for the Red Robins. Kurtzhals looks in, takes a quick glance over his shoulder at first. There's the runner takes off, and it gets past Suhaki, and backing up on it was Grunewald. So that's a straight up steal. Throw was to first base side, but just a little bit short. I don't think he would have gotten him. So now they got a duck on the pond, quack, with two outs. One ball, no strike count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Two outs here, top of the third inning. No score from Athletic Park. Red Robins, Blue Jays lost to them 5-4. Should have won that one if they hadn't stopped when it was a collision in the outfield, but that happens. Oh, there's a beauty. Breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Looking for the breaking ball down and away. And that's hit in the air. Third base side, Josinger hustles over and makes the catch in foul territory for the third out. So in the top of the third for the Red Robins, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. After two and a half from Athletic Park, it's the Red Robins nothing, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com, and watching on our WJMT TV on YouTube.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs. Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Go Jays Go! Merrill Dairy Queen has been a Blue Jay fan since 1960. Stop in and enjoy all of the Dairy Queen favorites, including blizzards and classic treats, DQ cakes, Dilly and Buster bars, and more. Cool, creamy, delicious, and perfect for before or after the game. At your Merrill Dairy Queen, 905 North Center Ave.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I'm downtown Ollie Burroughs. The Klugmeister takes it, hits it down to third. Ooh, and it's coming up hard and throw to first. Ooh, just beats him. One out. That's going to bring up Josinger playing third base and batting in the third position today. That's called strike. One ball, one strike. So we got Josinger at third, Grunewald at short, Suhaki at second, Ott at first. And that's hit. Deep short, long throw, and he got him by a half step. Josinger stumbled a little bit there. That's going to bring up Rudai. He's in center field, I think, today. And so the Blue Jays, two outs and nobody on. Two ground outs on the left side. Rudai hits that one. And, oh, it came back blowing fair. And in short left field, the shortstop pulls it down for the third out. So the Blue Jays go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After three complete from Athletic Park, it is the Red Robins nothing, the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com, and watching on our WJMT TV on YouTube.
Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road.
And welcome back to Athletic Park. Top of the fourth inning, third hitter in the lineup for the Red Robins from the right side. There's the wind of the pitch, and that's hit into left center field. Picked up on one hop by Rudai. Nice one-hop throw to Suhaki. Oh, it gets past him. Fortunately, Kurtzals was backing up, so that's a single. That's only the third hit. Should be the third hit because there was one single in the first inning. That's going to bring up the cleanup hitter. Batting from the left side. Believe this is the Red Robins hurler. Again, we did not get lineups, but we're working on it. Strike one, breaking ball up above the belt. No balls, one strike. Kurtzals with a gentle nod, and then he checks the runner. He's getting a decent lead. Swing and a foul ball. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the fourth, no score. I've got the Red Robins. I thought they had a hit in the first. I've got them with three hits. But we'll have to reconstruct that first inning when we get the opportunity. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the left side. So Blue Jays have Koblitz, Rudai, Klebno, left center and right. Jossinger at third again. Today, Grunewald at short, Suhaki at second, Ott at first. Saw Wild Thing as I came in. Told him why I was late. I felt like I had to have a pass. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. Oh, he called it a strike. Again, we have a plate umpire with a delayed strike. Now, that is four in the last three innings, called third strike. Number five hitter in the order for the Red Robins. Swing and a miss, a nice fastball down on the outer half of the plate. No balls, one strike, one out on our Dragons, Daggers, and Game scoreboard. No Arby's calls to the bullpen yet. We'll have to see how long each starter goes. And that's hit into right field for a base hit. And he's going to try for, oh no, throw off line from Klebno, but Red Robins runner stops at second, so they've got a duck on the pond again with one out. Runners on first and second. Again, Blue Jays open up 1 week from today here at Athletic Park, West Salem. Either Tim English on audio only, WJMT-TV on YouTube, or here if the I'll be here if the girls lose Tuesday against Hayward at the Mark. So both teams got first round home games. Always a nice way to start your WIAA D2 regional playoffs. No balls, one strike, one out, runners on first and second. There's the pitch. And that's hit to short, picking it up, makes the tag over to first. out. They got the 6-3 double play, and the Blue Jays get out of it. A beautiful play. Now, Grunewald had to decide. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left. He had to decide if he was going to flip it to Suhaki or take it himself. He did it and beat him by a step. So we'll be back with bottom of the fourth. It's nothing, nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com, and watching it on WJMT-TV on YouTube.
The Merrill High School Baseball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Baseball Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the field and in the classroom. Merrill Baseball Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Ready to help your child build smart money habits? Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts make learning about money fun and easy. Kids can choose from 7 fun debit card designs, use age-specific accounts, and learn through engaging financial education. Help your child build confidence and start strong with money. Visit your Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
And welcome back to Athletic Park. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs in the Westside Market broadcast booth. We'll try to reconstruct in our Nicolet Bank, not quite pregame show, when we get a chance. Blue Jays had the bases loaded in the first, out at the plate, and then Klebnow struck out looking. And leading off here is Ott. He went out on a fielder's choice in the first. So the Blue Jays left the bases loaded. Down and away, one ball, one strike. After Ott, will be Klebnow, who struck out looking to end the first. So the Blue Jays got some runners on, but those key hits. Ott drives it back to the screen. One ball, two strikes on our Dragon Daggers and Games clock. Klebnow again, as I said, on deck. And Koblitz, who singled to start the second, in the hole. Bottom of the fourth, 0-3-0. 0-4-0 for the Blue Jays, and that's hit in the air into left field, getting on his horse and riding, and it is beyond the fence. No, it's just short of the fence, and there's the triple. Now, see, that one went past the end of the temporary fence all the way to the wall, probably 345, a triple for Ott. I'm not sure the left fielder saw that one coming out. So that's a triple, puts a duck on the pond with a quite big quack with nobody out, and we'll see what happens with Klebnow. So Ott really tattooed that one, and that's in the shadow of those beautiful trees between the wall and the river. There's a fastball, ball one. One ball, no strikes. There's the set and the pitch, and that's hit into center, left center field. That's going to go. Trying to go into second is Klebnow. He's going to hit it, and Klebnow with an RBI double, and the Blue Jays take the lead 1-0. Again, a sharp hit, this one to left center field. So the Blue Jays now one run on six hits, and that's going to bring up Koblitz, and he singled to start the second. Deep in that batter's box. There's a throw to second. Klebnow's back. Antigo Hurler dropped his hat, and he almost stumbled a little bit. The field's in excellent condition. Thank you very much, Merrill Parks and Recs and Dan Wendorf. Here's the pitch. Nice job of framing by the Red Robins catcher, but the plate umpire didn't bite. One ball and no strikes. So one in and a duck on the pond. Quack, with Klebnow at second. And that's hit in the air. Red Robins catcher's hustling over. Oh, my goodness, they collided again. He is hurt. Oh, my goodness, time is called. The catcher and the first baseman collided. This is reminiscent of what happened in Antigo with right center field. The first baseman is rolled away, and he is hurt. And the catcher is trying to regain his bearings. They both came right in front of the Red Robins dugout. We can't see the first baseman, but he's down, and as is the catcher. And here comes the trainer and the AD Chris Hahn. This is very serious. We can't see what happened, but they collided at full speed. And Coach Sean Schultz is walking away to give them some privacy, but boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Red Robins catcher. What a game effort, ladies and gentlemen. This is just like what happened in Antigo where the right and center fielder ran together and the right fielder ended up hopping off the field on one foot because they didn't have send anybody else to help him. I'm sure they're going to take their time, and we're going to take a break as well. It's 1-0 Blue Jays. It is caught in foul territory, I believe, by the first baseman. Was it the first baseman or the catcher? Did we even see? First baseman caught it. So that it becomes a sacrifice fly. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com, and watching it on WJMT-TV on YouTube.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Simply Stitched and Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched and Tomahawk on Main Street.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And welcome back to a subdued athletic park. What we've been able to reconstruct, and I got down there as they helped Jordan Pregler to the bench, an injury to the, I believe the left leg, but the game has stopped right now, and they're making a phone call, so there may be medical help that's going to have to come. So we're going to see what we can figure out here. But the pop-up came down the first base side, and the catcher for the Red Robins, Mito, came down right in front of the screen full force and ran into Pregler. And Pregler made the catch but went down. And right now, I don't know if they're calling for some kind of medical attention here or what. No speculation, but we have a prolonged delay here. So we're going to see what we can put together for you as the Antigo Red Robins coach is coming over, Kevin Foley, and he's talking to Chris Hahn, the athletic director. So teams are off the field, so there will be probably some time needed for warm-ups. We're going to go see what we can reconstruct, see if we can give you any more information because we're fully screened at this point. So we're going to take another break. Right now it is 1-0 Blue Jays, bottom of the fourth, one out now with the advance of Klebno stopping at third. So we'll see what we can find out. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com and watching on our WJMT TV on YouTube.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
We examine EKGs and use advanced imaging to uncover minute details. But what we see is you. We see how your heart beats with love and powers laughter, even as we practice the latest medical science and perform advanced procedures. What we see is how we can help you live a healthy and active life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Heart Care. What we see is you.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
And welcome back to the West Side Market broadcast booth. Again, I believe we're waiting for some medical assistance to come. Pregler helped off the field, not able to put weight on the left leg, but it was a full-speed collision. But going back now, first of all, if we have two games next Thursday, Tuesday, 4:45-ish pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch, assuming downtown stays out of holes in the road, it will be Hayward coming to play your Merrill Blue Jay girls at the MAC. D2 regional action, the regional semifinals. And Thursday, if the girls win Tuesday over Hayward, they go to Medford, top ranked team at one point in the state. They lost twice in conference action, a tough time winning three straight in a season. But I will go to Medford, and Tim English will join you, WJMT TV on YouTube, audio only. Now we're going to go back and reconstruct that first inning for Antigo. Brinverzi, center fielder, led off with a single, stole second. Then two straight pop-outs to Grunewald at short today. And then a fly out to Rudai in center field for Washotko, the pitcher, to end the inning. So the Blue Jays have given up four singles in four innings. Because I've got one single in the first, one in the second, and two in the fourth. And the Blue Jays, then in the first inning, Grunewald popped out. Single for Klug, Grossinger, Rudai, bases loaded. Ott hits one to third, and out at the plate was the Klugmeister. That was the second out, and then Klebno struck out looking. So that's a reconstruction. That'll be our Nicolet Bank pregame show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank. And again, we're still waiting to see. They're checking the phone, so I believe that they're trying to get some kind of medical assistance here. He helped off the field, but obviously in great pain, and the trainer was right out there. So the umpire is signaling of what's happening here. So, guys, plate umpire signaling. What the changes are, we're going to see if we can pick them up. So we couldn't pick it up because I've got my headset on. Plate umpire is letting us know who's coming and who's going. So we're going to go to a break because they need me to be quiet. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com and watching on WJMT-TV on YouTube.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Go Jays Go! Merrill Dairy Queen has been a Blue Jay fan since 1960. Stop in and enjoy all of the Dairy Queen favorites, including blizzards and classic treats, DQ cakes, Dilly and Buster bars, and more. Cool, creamy, delicious, and perfect for before or after the game. At your Merrill Dairy Queen, 905 North Center Ave.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
And welcome back to Athletic Park. We're starting to get underway again. Sundemeyer has gone from second base to behind the plate. And it looks like calling up from the JV, I mean, the Red Robins are reorganizing right now. And I'm looking to see, because we only have the varsity roster here. And so it looks like Winsenick is going to go to second base. And now at first base, let's see who's going to be at first base. That's going to be Kinsley is moving to first, which means that in the third position, there'll be a new right fielder. And I can't see who it is right now. So both Mito and Pregler have left the game. Again, it's been over a 20-minute delay. What happened was on a foul pop-up for Koblitz, both Mito and Pregler, catcher and first base respectively, collided at full speed. We haven't seen anything but the trainer thus far. But Washot goes back there on the mound. So Versinen called up from the JVs. Now at second base, Sundemeyer goes behind the plate. Coming in from right field, Kunsley. Now at first base and a new right fielder. So we resume play now after this very lengthy delay. Kurtzhals, who sacrificed 5-3 back in the second, comes up. Runner on third after Klebanow advances on the catch by Pregler before the injury. And that's down and away. Sundemeyer grabs it nicely. So two starters for the Red Robins going down. Mito seemed to be less hurt, but he's out as well. And that's hit into center field. They were playing it in the left center, and that's going to go past the center fielder. And Kurtzhals is going to go in with a double. They were playing him definitely to pull. So he gets an RBI double, and the Blue Jays go up now 2-0. Three hits this inning, three in the first, one in the second, but finally the Blue Jays tack on a second run. Kurtzhals is going out for a courtesy runner, and let's see who's going to be out there. And I think that's going to be for the Blue Jays. Olson will be the courtesy runner. So the duck on the pond again for the Blue Jays. A triple for Ott, an RBI double for Klebno. Koblitz with that pop-out turns into a sacrifice fly. Way out in front, Suhaki swings and misses. And then a double for Kurtzall. So the Blue Jays are up now 2-0 here, bottom of the fourth. But, of course, the big concern is the injury for Pragler. Swing and a miss. Suhaki chased one up in the zone. No balls, two strikes, one out on a Dragons, Daggers, and Game scoreboard. And while we were in that long delay, Old Glory blowing straight out to right. Suhaki chased one upstairs, two in a row out of the zone, and he strikes out for the second out. So Blue Jays have two runs, seven hits, no errors, and here's Grunewald. Check that. And they're sending up Lee to pinch hit for Grunewald. So two outs, two in for the Blue Jays. Washotko sets at the belt. There's the pitch. Ooh, up and in. Lee backs off a little bit. The Klugmeister is awaiting his turn. Kurtzall's trying to get loose. Oh, that one's strike down in. Excellent location from Washotko. One ball, one strike, two outs on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games scoreboard. 2-0. Last regular season game for the Blue Jays. Upstairs and in, two balls and a strike. So Washotko, who we saw when we lost in Antigo 5-4, got knocked around in the first inning, but no run scored. Oh, there's a beautiful pun. Back to Washotko over to first. Little throw low, but that is the third out. So the Blue Jays get two runs, three hits, no errors, and one left. After four complete from Athletic Park in Merrill, it is the Blue Jays 2, the Red Robins nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
The Merrill High School Baseball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Baseball Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the field and in the classroom. Merrill Baseball Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Ready to help your child build smart money habits? Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts make learning about money fun and easy. Kids can choose from seven fun debit card designs, use age-specific accounts, and learn through engaging financial education. Help your child build confidence and start strong with money. Visit your Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
And welcome back to Athletic Park. Top of the fifth inning, Trevor Wincinick came in at second base when Sunmeyer went behind the plate, when Mito and Pragler, after that hard collision, both left the game. Ball one. Thought it looked good, but I think it may have been a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Again, Blue Jays picked up two in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 2-0 here at Athletic Park. And that gets off of the Klugmeister's glove on the inside part of the plate. Two balls, no strikes. So no runs, three hits for the Red Robins. Kurtzall's into the wind after the quick nod. There's the strike downstairs. He has consistently gotten that low and away strike. On deck is Kunsley, who's now at first base. Swing and a miss. Swung through a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Top of the fifth on your Dragons, Daggers, and Game scoreboard. There's the wind, and here's the 2-2 pitch from Kurtzall's. Swing and a miss, and he got him. So Kurtzall's now six strikeouts. Struck out the side in the second, one in the third and fourth, and now one here in the fifth. That's going to bring up Kunsley, left-handed hitting, now first baseman. Struck out looking to start the third, down and in, ball one. Again, playoffs start next week. You get Memorial Day. We start playoffs Tuesday. Hayward comes to the mark for regional softball action. There's a fastball, strike one. And again, we'll keep emphasizing this as we work through all of the vagaries of the WIAA. If the girls win, I'll be in Medford on WJMT. That's outside, two balls and a strike. And WJMT-FM and Tim English, audio only on WJMT-TV on YouTube, courtesy of WIAA restrictions. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Kurtzall's. Outside, three balls and a strike. He gave up a single to start out the game, then retired eight in a row, gave up a single in the third to start, two singles in the fourth with a nice Grunewald 6-3 double play. And that's hit. Line drive right to Jossinger. Jossinger is showing some excellent play as a sophomore at third base. So no wild thing today and no Cooper Wendorf. Kurtzall's here, top of the fifth inning. Not sure how many pitches he's got, but moving along. And that's going to be hit to short. Grunewald, oh, he kicked that one. He came up, it came up, and two out error, first error for the Blue Jays today. Two hops off the dirt. Grunewald was right where he needed to be and just couldn't get it. So that's going to bring up the top of the order, and Ben Vizzi, two singles, two stolen bases, two for two. One on here, two outs, top of the fifth. He's deep in that batter's box. Kurtzall sets. Here's the pitch. Downstairs, too low. Out of the zone, one ball, no strikes. Blue Jays picked up two in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 2-0. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swing. Oh, boy. English department's going to dislike me for that. Swung over. Swung. Anyway, one strike. Downstairs. Missing low. Two balls, one strike, two outs on a Dragons, Daggers, and Game scoreboard. Geraldine Biles, wherever you are, Mrs. Biles, I didn't mean to do it. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's hit in the air into right field. Klebanow's on his horse and makes the catch going toward the first base foul line for the third out. So no runs, no hits, one error, one left. After 4.5 from Athletic Park, it is the Blue Jays 2 and the Red Robins nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
And welcome back to Athletic Park. I do not know exactly what has happened here, but the game has been called. Downtown Ali Burroughs from the Westside Market broadcast booth. I guess because of the injury after four and a half, the Red Robins have decided to end this one. I would not call it a forfeit. I would say because of the injuries. Let's see if we can get any words on what's happened here. But it was a severe injury to Pregler, and I guess at this point the Red Robins have decided to call the game. So we will be back with the incredible bank postgame show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
And welcome back to our incredible bank postgame show in the midst of all sorts of goofiness. Tyson Ott, our American player of the game. Nobody's hit one, Tyson Dickon, all the way to the wall. You really tattooed that, baby. Did you turn on a fastball?
Yeah, it was. I was just waiting for a fastball. He had a good curveball, so when I saw it right down the middle, I just got a little under it.
I'm thinking of the Rawhide song, keep it rolling, rolling, rolling. That ball just kept going. It did go out to the concrete wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the triple. Then we get Klebno's double. And on that play at first, did you see what happened? Pregler and Mito ran into each other, reminiscent of what we saw when we played in Antigo in the right and center fielder. And obviously both are injured. Did you get any kind of a view? Because we were screened by the dugout.
All I know is I saw it, but they just didn't talk, I think. I think the bench was, like, communicating, yelling at them, but I don't think they communicated and they just hit each other, like, full speed. It was bad.
Well, I know we had about a 20-minute delay, and they were trying to get some care. Now, did the Red Robins just decide after the minimum to go home? Is that basically what they did?
Yeah, I think they had to finish five innings and then just decided.
Okay. Well, it's a 2-0 win, a conference win to end the season. Certainly not the way you want to see it because everybody goes into the playoffs. Now, Wendorf had the day off. Wild Thing, I mean, I can't imagine Wild Thing sitting on the bench. I mean, he must have been pacing like, you know, a tiger in a cage. So Klebno slid over to short, and you got back out there at first. We get the win, and now do we have the whole week off until next Thursday when West Salem comes to town?
Yep.
Oh, boy, that's going to be tough, a week of practice and not going against anybody else. Well, you are our American player of the game. Now, first base, your natural home, or is that a place where you migrated this year?
That's where I played all my life at first. I've been playing right a bit this year. That's a newer position for me, but I've been at first all my life.
So we take a look at it today. Kurtzall sharp again, gave up four hits, depending on which one you look at. And we got the bases loaded in the first, then they get one out at the plate. Klebno strikes out. So I'm sure at that point that there was a little wailing and gnashing of teeth, like we left three on base. I could just almost hear Coach Schultz. We didn't get that key hit, but we did get him there in the bottom of the fourth. West Salem, obviously you don't look at them till you get through Antigo today, but we got the home playoff game. That means a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you joining us as our American player of the game, Tyson Ott, first baseman, right fielder on occasion. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for us right now until Tuesday. And again, we're going to go over this real carefully, and all the guys are down there giving Tyson the applause. Oh, Coach Schultz is coming. Okay. Coach Sean Schultz is coming to join us, so we will not be signing off quite yet. Coach Schultz is always making his way up here, and we appreciate you sending Tyson up. Obviously, a severe injury for those two players from Antigo, sir.
Yeah, that was scary. They ran into each other, and the guys from the dugout were yelling the whole time, and they just were trying to play baseball and forgot to communicate with each other, and that's scary.
Worse than the collision in the outfield in Antigo, I'd say.
It was, and, you know, both of them were both full-on collisions, both scary, like full speed. Like, I went and talked to the kids and said, dude, we got to make sure we communicate with each other because that's, you know, they weren't doing anything wrong. They were just playing hard and forgot to yell. You get a ball that's in between and you're not sure you're going to get it. Some guys are a little hesitant to call. Well, make sure that somebody calls it.
And did they choose to say after 4.5?
That was kind of their – I think he's down two guys right now already. We're in the dugout tonight and another two after the game. And chances are the one kid, you know, I'm not predicting anything, but he was in a lot of pain. And the other guy
Mito looked like he wanted to go on, but Pregler – was obviously with that left leg injury, and that's the kind of thing you never want to see, but especially when you're moving up to playoffs.
Yeah, and I think that was their concern, was they got a week to get guys healthy, and they just couldn't risk. You know, they brought a kid over to finish it up. Technically, it's a forfeit if you go below 8. You can play with 8 in NFHS, and that's why we gave them the time to get the kid over here. He, I believe, just – and we didn't talk about it. I said, I respect you. You know, it's his decision. He's the coach of their team, and he's looking out for his kids. So.
Absolutely. Well, where does that put us then with final conference standings, Coach Sean Schultz?
I think we end up 5-9. We won the two games this week. So ending on a stronger note, which is good, heading into the playoffs. We didn't play well on Tuesday night, but we came back. You know, we played really clean tonight. That was good to see. Made some plays, hit the ball hard.
And Wendorf was away. I watched Wild Thing as I got in here late because, unfortunately, the Black Knight found holes in the road in Weston.
Gotcha.
And bent two rims.
That's not good.
And so what will we say? That's going to leave a mark?
Yeah, exactly.
As I'm listening to the air coming out of the tire.
Yeah.
So I apologize.
And they never a good time, but always at a bad time, right?
Well, and then a couple of tankers. I warned people, Highway 51, there were some tankers pulled over in the one lane going northbound. So I didn't bring a note from school. That's all I'm going to say, Coach. But the bottom line is we came back from that Auburndale game, which didn't go quite the way you wanted it to do. You talked about the importance of those non-conference games.
Yeah, and it's just getting guys opportunities, you know. Quentin did a great job tonight, pitched really well, you know, regardless of especially with everything going on around it, and just to pitch through it and continue to throw strikes and get after it. He's done a good job of that. He had a little rough spot a couple weeks ago, but, you know, pitched really well Monday night against Mosinee and came back tonight with five strong innings. So that was great to see.
Now, Wendorf wasn't in the lineup today. Did Grunewald volunteer to go to short?
Yeah, we moved some guys around and made things work and gives guys opportunities to work some places. We'll be ready to go next Thursday against West Salem. Everybody's ready to full go, and we'll get after it. It's the start of a second season. The regular season has been kind of a roller coaster up and down with the way we've played. Not always the most consistent, but we've got a chance to make that right, and we found ways to do that the last couple of years and come out and get that first one at home. We go on the road, and who knows? You know, a couple of years ago, we had to go up to Hayward on our second game.
I remember that long trek.
And we started to play some pretty good baseball when we did that. So maybe a trip down to the Dells is just what we need next week. But that's a long way off. We got West Salem here, and we'll prepare for them. And
do you come back on Friday then with the win, or Saturday?
It's Tuesday. Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's the second part of the regional is where it gets tough. If you get the bye, you don't have to play that first game Thursday. We did not get the bye, so we're playing West Salem. We get a home game, and that's our 100% concentration right now is to get after that.
Well, as always, Coach Sean Schultz, we appreciate you joining us and certainly giving us the update on the condition of those Antigo players.
Yes, thank you.
And that's going to do it for us. 2-0 win. You've been listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com, and watching on WJMT-TV on YouTube.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Boys Varsity Baseball on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game was brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dairy Queen, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Medal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House Music, Merrill Baseball Boosters, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drug Store. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Boys Baseball on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.